Well, happy Wine Wednesday for all those smart listeners out there tuning in to the Vero Insider. I am Anna Valencia, bringing you all the best places of where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. And lucky us, as we commemorate and remember this September 11th, this Wine Wednesday, September 11th, putting a positive spin on it. We have two of the most handsome men from Blue Star Wine Bar joining us. We've got the professor back in rare form with facial hair.
Ow, ow!
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm telling you, you look so different with this facial hair. It's a mustache and goatee, for those wondering. It's really all-encompassing. It looks so different.
Thanks. I've had a month or so that I haven't had to go to work.
Yeah, you know,
so.
It's kind of full. It's kind of full. And it's like what Count Dracula did, but better. That, you know, this little V thing that you got going on.
He is rocking it. I think you're right.
And I do have the sharp tooth.
Yeah, and he's got the little sharp tooth, but it's a very, very attractive vampire thing going on. And then beside him is Glenn of Blue Star Wine Bar.
Just don't
Silver
bite
Fox.
Me. Don't bite me.
Come on. You know you like it. Hey, so, As we sit here and kind of chat and think about what's going on for this weekend, because this weekend is Friday the 13th, and tons of exciting things happening all around town, and we're getting ready to kick into season just a couple weeks away, which is crazy. Summer flew by. But we are sipping on some Giacato, which is sort of a Blue Star Pinot Grigio go-to.
Staple.
It is. Definitely a staple.
Yeah. And I think it's because it's probably one of the most neutral profiles of a Pinot Grigio. I think a lot of people new to wines and new to whites opt for Pinot Grigio. It's like a safe varietal.
It really is. And this one's really subtle and picks up a lot of terroir.
What did you just say? It's terroir?
Terroir.
Can I get a thesaurus, please?
I know.
Thesaurus.
What does that mean? Tell me more, Professor.
Well, when you have a neutral wine like this, it really picks up the nuances and the composition of the soil. So you can kind of taste that minerality in the wine.
I agree. You can certainly get some earthiness from it. I know. He's so in-depth.
He didn't
get the name Professor for no reason,
You're
Glenn.
Exactly right, Anna.
I know.
Exactly
right. I know.
Fantastic.
Now, we always love the Blue Star Wine Bar and them, of course, being a strong supporter of the Vero Insider. And thank you. And so with that being said, we always want to highlight the new and exciting things going on at Blue Star. For example, the ever-changing happy hour menu, which is Tuesday through Saturdays, 3 to 6. Happy hours.
Exactly. And that could be changing, I think, at some point soon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Monday through Saturday.
Oh, really? Because season's right around the corner.
Correct.
Yeah. When season kicks in, Kitty opens on Mondays. Yeah.
When's the first cold front? I know everyone's waiting.
I think it's technically, I thought it was this week. I felt a distinct temperature difference.
What is it?
I
had a little bit of that northeast breeze.
Yeah.
Nice.
So refreshing.
Yeah.
Where's my sweater? That's all I want to know.
Turtleneck.
Yeah, right? So we've got $3 beer, $5 wine, and $4 appetizers. You cannot go wrong with that setup. I'm a big fan of that Mediterranean sampler, just putting it out there.
It's excellent.
It's beyond excellent.
I'm trying to think which one of my favorite on that is...
do you want to see the menu?
Yeah, well, I know.
Everyone loves the blue crab dip. Everyone loves it. It's like flying off the shelves. Can't even
keep
it.
Yeah, that tapenade, can't get away from it, though.
I love the crab dip.
Yeah.
And the sampler.
Yeah, that's like the two best things.
You teaming up on me?
You're outnumbered.
We can't help you.
Really?
Okay.
Now, also, with Friday the 13th coming up, you guys got Wiley Nash.
Yeah, we do.
Oh!
Yeah, we got Wiley Nash ripping it. We got Lily up there. We got Dave on guitar.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. Rock and roll. If you guys have never seen them, come out there and see Wiley Nash play. They're excellent. They'll be playing from probably about 8:30 to 12:30 at night.
Oh,
and
great.
They do a fantastic job.
Yeah, yeah.
A little like Zeppelin, Stone, Janis Joplin, The Who. It's just a good time.
Yeah, she gets lost in it. It's amazing.
Yeah, she's fantastic. We love Lily.
Yeah, no kidding. And then the following day, a little Old Barber Bridge.
OBB.
Bluegrass, folk. I mean, this is like going to be a jam-packed music weekend at Blue Star. Perfect weather.
Are they bluegrass folk? I think they're like
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play a little bit.
Yeah. They're good. We love
them.
They're
really good.
They're really good. I just don't know about bluegrass folk. I think they're a little
more new age than that. Yeah. Something like that. So I want to talk a little bit about the folklore behind Friday the 13th, you know, because, I mean, where did it stem from? All of that good stuff. And some of the things that carry out into modern day that we do. And did you know that, like, for example, because 13 is associated as sort of like that bad luck number, that most hotels, for example, don't have a 13th
floor?
Yeah,
they omit the 13th floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Just want to throw that out there that my last apartment in New York City, I did live on the 13th floor.
Did you?
It was a brand new building. Yep.
Mm.
And I was kind of freaked out by it. Just throwing it out there. Well, because to that folklore, I didn't think they had done that.
Well, they also say that from the Stress Management and Phobia Institute that approximately 700 to 800 million is lost every Friday the 13th because people don't want to travel or make major purchases on that unlucky day.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So who would have known those subtleties like exist in that folklore?
You know, 13 has traditionally been like a lucky number for me.
Right.
And I always thought... When I was younger, I thought 7 was my lucky number, but I found out that's not so lucky. And 13,
wait, 7 was my number.
Even more lucky.
Like, I just keep going with it. Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, I mean, this dates back, though, from the time of, like, the early Vikings. They had, like, this mysterious folklore around Friday the 13th. So it's been longstanding, which is kind of crazy. You know, I chalk it up to, like, modern day. I guess not so much. Yeah, that's interesting. So what's going on with some of our other sponsors? Ooh, we were going to talk about some fall weddings because the Indian River Chamber of Commerce and their tourism division is doing a big push for the destination weddings Come Discover Love, which, of course, Blue Star is advertising in because they have the perfect venue.
Yes,
that,
we do.
That truly sparkles. And you can, of course, rent out the entire restaurant. Early in the day, into the evening. There's all sorts of options at Blue Star, which is nice.
Yeah,
we just had a group come down from Orlando, probably about 10, 15 people coming out from
Orlando.
Yeah,
all the wedding planners and all the,
there
was the fam
that
they hosted.
It's a great place. It's kind of like you're sitting in your living room where it's more a little laid back, casual if you want to do some kind of rehearsal dinner.
Exactly. Or even the after party, because a lot of the hotels, you know, they shut down your reception around
11
or so. Yeah.
It's a live music in there for you.
Dance on.
Right.
But with all these fall weddings, of course, the only place that the Vero Insider would recommend for the ladies and their bridal parties to go get their fabulous manicures, pedicures, and...
Is it Foxy Nails?
How did you know?
Oh, my God. No way.
Foxy Nails! Right there, located in the Miracle Mile.
Well, that's where
Fresh
the professor gets his nails done.
And they look marvelous.
They look fantastic.
Don't mind my cuticles. It's been a week or so.
That's right.
They
it's
look
okay. Because he's been too busy growing his facial hair. You see, folks, he's got priorities. No, truly, though, I've been seeing an influx of men coming in and getting their pedicures going on and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Looking all fancy. So Foxy Nails, men, women, children. They have the little kitty area, too. So it's perfect for your bridal parties. It's excellent. And they're open 7 days a week. Just saying.
Yeah, I could use a pedi, I think.
My wife's been telling me I need one as soon as I get this boot off my foot.
Yes. I bet you would, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy, the difference between the two at that point.
Yeah, it's a little skinnier than the other foot.
Yeah, that's what they say. And how about a little white glove action?
We
love white glove. White glove moving, storage, and delivery. Did you know they are the official touchdown sponsor for the Vero Beach High School football season this year? And our next home game is this Friday, which is going to be pretty exciting. And we are playing Lake Mincola. I have no idea.
What time does the game start?
That's an excellent question. 7 o'clock.
All right.
7 o'clock.
Mincola.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mincola.
Mm. Mm.
That's what I would go with, wouldn't you, Donna? Mincola? Yeah, that sounds about right. So, yeah, so every time they score, they say, it's another white glove touchdown. Just saying, how fun is that?
We love White Club.
Yeah, free estimates, moving everybody, anywhere. Not a bad gig, not too shabby. So, Glenn, you were recently in New York, and you got to see the new Freedom Tower.
Yes,
right?
I did, Anna.
So that's kind of momentous, and it's very uplifting,
wouldn't you say? 1,776 feet high.
Wow, really?
1776, wow. Freedom Tower.
Ah, hence our founding year.
There we go.
That makes a lot of sense. Scott Francis Key?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. It's really nice to see a building back up downtown, and it'll be great to see it open.
I bet they're going to do a fantastic ceremony, something special today. Probably something really beautiful.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Does the base of the Freedom Tower take up the whole grounds there?
No, it takes up, I would say, a quarter of it. And it's interesting because probably I'd say it's about 50 feet from the West Side Highway, which the two towers were not that close to the West Side Highway. So it's pretty close to the West Side Highway.
Yeah.
But structurally,
infinity pool thing, right? Like a fountain cascading.
Right.
Throw pennies, make wishes, that sort of thing.
Nice.
Very symbolic.
Yep. So it'll be nice to see that back up and running.
Yeah. And so what is that going to be for, though? Is it offices and stuff again?
Sure. Yeah? Everybody's in there. Yep. Definitely.
And then do they have apartments in like penthouses?
No, they do not.
Oh, okay. So
but they strictly will have a restaurant up top again. Like they had last time. Yes.
Oh.
So.
Going to have to mark that on my plans of things to do soon.
Bucket list.
Not a bucket list. No. I said soon. I'm not going anywhere yet, Professor. Nice
try.
You're
never too young to have a bucket list.
Oh, I suppose you're right. I guess that makes a lot
of
sense.
I mean, it looks phenomenal. It's pretty impressive, you know. And to see something back there again is very nice.
I know. That is touching. Well, you know, we've got a lot more in store for you about where to go, what to try in Vero Beach this weekend.
Golf Roundup carries golf equipment, clothing, shoes, and accessories. They do club repairs, reshafting, and regripping, too. They even have a swing analyzer. Golf Roundup offers great names like TaylorMade, Titleist, Callaway, Ping, FootJoy, Adidas, Nike, Cobra, and Vera Bradley. Golf Roundup in the swing for over 30 years. Open Monday through Saturday in the Miracle Mile across from Publix in Vero Beach. Golf Roundup is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance. Proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Oh, I see my boys bopping their heads. It's Wine Wednesday, and you are listening to the Vero Insider with Anna Valencia and two of Blue Star's finest. We have Glenn and the Professor. Howdy, gentlemen.
Hi, Anna.
So in our first half, we were going and trying the Pinot Grigio staple. Go ahead, pass it over, Donna, which is the
Giacotto Pinot Grigio
Blue Star, available by the glass. But now we're going to go to something that's slightly different, and this is Riff. And Professor, could you entertain us as to what the differences are in these two Pinot Grigios?
The Riff, actually named, it's German for reef. And, so it picks up a lot of the terroir that we were talking about earlier, and there's a seashell on the bottle.
Yeah,
there.
It's like a pretty conch with a slight amount of silver.
Yeah, so
did you say conch?
I did.
About 250 million years ago, this area was covered by ocean. So.
Oh wow, its profile is entirely different than the Giacotto.
Very minerally.
Yeah, I like this. And it has that bright orange label, which, of course, orange is the color for hunger awareness this month. So the entire month of September is dedicated to hunger awareness. And one of our main sponsors, White Glove, Moving, Storage, and Delivery, being a Move for Hunger sponsor, which goes around and collects food for various food drives, which we have a couple upcoming, just a couple weeks away. But we promote the hunger awareness and the color orange throughout the month. So
that's
is
great.
A good feature wine.
Great.
I'm really enjoying this Pinot Grigio, though. This is really nice.
I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to take a sip here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great step up from the Giacotto. I mean,
so on a price point tier, this is a higher tier.
Yes.
I can tell. You can see it in its finish. Plus, its color is different.
Yeah, it's a little bit more straw-colored.
Yeah.
Darker.
It's got that nice. What do you think, Donna? You approve?
Love it.
That's our girl. go live with great compliments on wine. That's
I don't want to interrupt here, but yeah, I guess I'm going to do that.
Yeah, what do you got to say, Glenn?
A movie name out there for my friend, the professor here.
What is it?
A movie name. What was his movie name? We're going back a couple of shows.
His movie name.
What would his movie name be?
Oh, that's right.
Right. Right.
I don't believe I'm privy to this.
Right.
So it's
you obviously did not hear that show.
Uh-huh. This is a fun take on words, if you will, for your first pet's name and the first street you ever lived on. If you fuse that together, it would be your
movie name.
Your movie name.
No, do I need to tell you these things for you to concoct my movie name?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So your first pet's name?
Ladybug.
Okay. And then, the first street you ever lived on?
Well, Providence Lane.
That is a mouthful.
Ladybug Providence.
Lane.
Well trimmed. While he drinks conch-inspired wine.
Alright, so we'll go to the next question.
That didn't work out so well, did it?
It's a lot of names. It's no Chiquita Jarvis, that's
well, this
for
is,
sure.
This is Chiquita, yeah, Jarvis.
It's catchy. Right. What can I say?
Wow, that's a lot better.
I know, right? It's like, my mom thought of that. It was part of the creation. No. Okay, so let's talk about Sandridge, because Glenn, you just were recently out at Sandridge. Had a great time with some Blue Star regulars.
Yes, I did. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter really what time of day, because...
great course. Excellent course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favorite hole?
Oh.
The one you got the birdie on?
Yeah, actually, yeah. That would be the one. The 19th hole.
Yeah, Oh, funny. Ha ha. You boys laughing it up. Hey, did you know
that? No, I would say, yeah, it would probably be, there were a lot of water holes there. I mean, there were a few water holes there on the back course. So
oh,
it was
yeah?
good.
It was so nice. That makes it more entertaining?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lost a couple balls there.
Not too bad.
Just two.
Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so reasonable, you know, and if you have a kid.
It was.
And the kid tags along, they get to play for only a dollar and ride. Play and ride for a dollar.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Really? Little bonus, little Sandridge special, trying to get the kids out there to appreciate and love golf.
Teach them to drive the cart, too.
That's
I really was
not
hoping
allowed.
To.
You gotta be 16.
Do you?
I was hoping to meet Bella, but I did not meet Bella.
We love Bella. Hey, so Bella's actually got a fall junior golf program going on, and it's for four consecutive Tuesdays in a row. And the September edition is going on right now, but October 1st starts the next. Then we have October 29th for the last session. So there's three sessions. It's only $50, and it just keeps all of those tips and tricks in line for those kids, any child over the age of 7. So they work on their etiquette, putting, chipping, pitching, and full swing. But you know what Bella always says? It's all about the short game.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think all that, I mean, that's a fantastic program.
Yeah, so if you go to theveroinsider.com, you can link on to our sponsor page and go right onto their website. Or you can download the Sandridge app. That's right.
They have an app?
They do, so you can get your tea time
really?
And everything right on your app.
Do you have an app?
Not for Sandridge.
Well, now you will, because now you're in the know, because you listen to the Vero Insider.
Wow.
Let's get an app.
That's what I'm saying. Anna's here to hook you up, folks.
What kind of app will we have?
Pre-order your wine. Pre-order your wine, please. I'd like to have my glass waiting for me. It's like curbside service, but
exactly.
Better.
We'll be there waiting for you.
It's genius. So, yeah, so I'm glad you guys were out there, the whole team. Sandridge's got it going on. And they never stop improving, which is so great.
So this is for 7 and older?
Yeah, for kids 7.
That's fantastic.
7 to 18,
great
yeah.
program.
It really is. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Definitely good.
And, yeah, so anyhow, one of the other things, too, that we have going on fast approaching is October 12th is going to be the half marathon over on Ocean Drive to benefit the Healthy Start Coalition in conjunction with the Oceanside Business Association. So we are currently seeking out sponsors, and you'll be able to get some information on that. But that's going to be fun. I'll have my megaphone and a water bottle station.
Oh, you hate that megaphone, don't you?
I know. At 7 a.m.
It's such a bother for you.
It's something, all right. Lots of caffeine. We'll be going.
All right. What's a half marathon? What is that, 13.1 kilometers? I think I see the stickers on cars sometimes.
Yeah, that's... I don't run it.
Would it be miles?
I'm a cheerleader.
Is it a mile?
See,
isn't it miles?
The difference.
13.1 miles?
No, kilometers. They have a, yeah, I see the stickers, 13.1 or 26.2 for the full marathon.
Isn't it 26.2 for a full marathon?
I think so.
Go ahead, bud.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking. All I know is that they're going to give you a lot of pancakes afterwards.
Either way,
so,
yeah.
So you get your workout, and then you get to have pancakes. And we're looking at, you know, when Kitty was on the show last, she was talking about throwing in some mimosas. So it really just is full circle how we can give back, you know? Run, cheer, enjoy pancakes and mimosas. That's what we do. It's Vero. That's how you live in Vero. It's that nice, casual living.
I'm sorry, where's this taking place?
It is over on the Riverside Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't go wrong. And there's going to be medals. There's awards. Who doesn't want to earn a medal?
Right.
You know, see, yeah. Look at the boys. They love medals. Yeah. Boys are like, yes, yeah. I need to be validated for my efforts with a bronze, gold, or silver.
I'm stretching right now.
Am I allowed to use a hand, one of the wheelie carts?
There you go. That'll really work on
I'll push you.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll push you.
Really sweet of you. Yeah. After we get our petties.
That's right, from Foxy Nails.
It's a bromance.
It's a bromance. Okay, so who's playing this weekend again on Friday the 13th?
Wally Nash.
Oh, who's playing tonight? We got Dickie Fredericks tonight.
Oh, man. He's so good.
He's so awesome.
The band rocks. They're really impressive.
Dickie's fantastic. And then we have James Archer, who is phenomenal.
For Thursday?
Yeah, jazz musician.
Very cool.
He's played over in Asia all over the place. He's fantastic. So, yeah, tomorrow night we'll have... James Archer.
Yeah, Thursday's usually jazz, right?
Yeah, or piano or something. Jazz, piano, like very
right.
Chill.
We're actually going to have Ed Shanafee come back to town. He's up north right now, who normally is Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett type of music. But he'll be coming back to town in a couple of weeks. So Thursday nights will be back to Ed Shanafee.
Well, you know, last week when Kitty was with us, we were talking about dessert wines because we were featuring a semi-sweet Moscato. And the wine trivia question was, what is the spirit that is typically infused within dessert wines to give it that additional profile, if you will, that higher alcohol content on some of them? And what do you guys know the answer to that?
I don't think I do. I wish I did.
Are you stumping the professor here? Yeah. Is that what's happening?
I don't think that's possible.
Donna,
guess.
Do you know?
Can I have a guess?
Mm-hmm. I was going to guess a cordial.
Oh, Donna.
Sherry?
Oh.
Professor.
All right.
Very nicely done, that tag team trio up in here.
I'm a little proud of myself on that one.
You definitely are.
It's those sneakers.
But it's the sneakers.
I'm jealous.
We love your pink sneakers, Donna. We think they're amazing.
She's killing it. Killing it.
Well, you know, I kind of like some dessert wines. And to know that there's that additional kick. Don't they sometimes give you a little shot of sherry on the side for like a she crab bisque or something? Have you ever seen that presentation?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, I would like the soup, please, that comes with a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'd get the soup if it came with a shot.
Hello. Yeah. It's kind of brilliant.
Without question, yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Does it say soup or shot?
Well, it should. It's excellent marketing.
Soup.
Let's get back
shot.
Down to basics.
Right.
But, you know, for this week's trivia question, which, of course, you can take your answers and put them at the Facebook Vero Insider page or at the Blue Star Facebook page. But what makes a rosé pink? That's a good question, right? Oh, Professor knows it. He thinks he knows it.
I don't.
Can he say it?
No. Not till next week.
Because if they get it right, then they get free wine at Blue Star.
Lots of free wine.
That's, you know, Kitty loves when we give away free wine at her bar. She loves it.
It's her favorite.
All right, guys. So listen, it's a September 11th memorial. So when you go out this evening and you visit Dickie Fredericks at Blue Star Wine Bar, raise your glass to support those that we lost.
There's no doubt.
And send our love because we are the United States of America. And we're proud to band together. So cheers, Vero Insider. Make sure you support our sponsors, Foxy Nails, Statewide Commercial Insurance, Tommy Danaher, White Glove, Blue Star, and Sandridge.
In a dark seesaw, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are.